We give you praise. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Shadovana Sima. Simana Bregate. Simana Bregate Balos. Simana Bregate Balos. Master Membra. Master Membra Gocho. Master Membra Gocho. Master Membra Gocho. Oh, ho, ho. Master Membra Gocho. Pete, si. Si, la vota, para, sono, mama, conga. Conga, 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 conga. Ona mama. Ona maparista, precoteri, safe. Ora sister, coroduce, feradi. Ela varo godoro mana. Ana sacadoce, sacadoce, sacadoce prefe, sacadoce prefe, sacadoce prefeca, seferosta frecheresto, en amanda coradisi, en amanda, en amanda, en amanda, en amanda, en amanda moco. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Let us thank Him and give Him praise tonight. Thank Him. Praise His holy name forever. Praise His holy name forever. For the Lord is good. For the Lord is good and His mercies endure forever. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father of glory, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise and glory. We give you praise and glory. Hallelujah. Thank you. Amen. Everybody, we can sit down now. Everybody, praise God. Praise God. Thank Him. Thank Him. Thank Him. Thank Him. Thank Him. Come back. Praise God. Stay. Praise God. Everybody, sit down. Amen. This pen belongs to somebody. Thank you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Everybody sit down. Thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We've done exactly what you said we should do. Thank you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. 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 Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise His holy name forever. Amen. 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 Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Everybody have a seat. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Okay, then. Is there anybody on whom hands have not been laid tonight? Anybody? No such person. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. We'll just spend a few more times in God's word now. Hands have been laid on you. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Come back. By the window. The lady. And then you again. Praise God. Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We do believe. We do believe. We do believe. Thank you. Amen, amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. What church do you go to?
Presbyterian
Church. Okay. Let's look after. Yeah? Praise God. What church do you go to? What church do you go to? Presbyterian. Let's look after. I have a seat. What are you? Amen. Praise God. Okay, then, 1 Corinthians and chapter 12. First Corinthians and chapter 12. Okay, Father, we submit our spirits to the Spirit of a living God within us, that our through the vessel of our being tonight, who pour forth your wisdom with clarity. Well, thank you, for we have wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of that Spirit that you've so richly given to us. We do thank you, for we believe and receive that the burden of ignorance is dematerialized to your glory. In the name of the Lord Jesus, everybody says, amen. Yeah, now look at 1 Corinthians and... 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Thank you. Look at verse 12. 1 Corinthians 2:12. Now, somebody say now. We have received, not go into. So now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the what? Which is of? What have we received? The spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us. Of course, in that verse, what is freely given to us is that spirit itself. So it says that we might know the things that are freely given unto us. We have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God. What did we receive? The spirit which is of God. Look at John chapter 7. We have received the spirit which is of God. Look at John 7. John 7. John 7. John and chapter 7. And it says in verse 37. It says, in the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Let him come unto who? Unto Jesus and drink. So that would mean that Jesus is the one that has the drink, and there's a man that needs to drink. The man doesn't have the drink, otherwise he wouldn't need to come. So Jesus has the drink, and the man wants to drink, right? How does the man come? Verse 38, he that believeth on me. How does he come? By believing on him. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly. Who is the his belly there? He that believeth on me. The man that is thirsty comes to Jesus, for out of Jesus's belly shall flow rivers of living water. Out of Jesus's belly shall flow rivers of living water. Who is he flowing towards? The man that is thirsty. Yeah. And how does the man receive? By believing. Look at the next verse. The next verse then says, well, but this spake he of the what? So what is the river of living water? The Spirit. So what is it that people are thirsty of? The Spirit. Who are the water? Even the Spirit. Jesus. So Jesus, in his, if I look at it carefully, it says here, it says in verse 39, but he spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe, in verse 38, he that believeth on me. So they that believe should receive. For the Holy Spirit was not yet, because Jesus was not yet. Yeah. So the Holy Spirit was not yet, because Jesus was not yet glorified. So Jesus, in his glorification, the gift of his glorification is the Spirit. The gift of Jesus' glorification is his Spirit. And that Spirit is the rivers of living water that the man that believes will get. But at that point in time, that Spirit was not yet given. Why is it called Holy Spirit? The word holy means particular to, designated to, for a particular thing. So it was Holy Spirit because it was for a particular thing. And what is that particular? The glorification of Jesus. The Spirit given on account of, as the proof of, the glorification of Jesus. How do we know that Jesus has been glorified? The Spirit is given. That's how we know. The Spirit is given. The gift of his resurrection, or the gift of his glorification, is that Spirit. So Paul then said in 1 Corinthians and chapter 2, verse 12, we have received what? not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God. The spirit which is of God, which is the spirit of the glorification of Jesus. Look at John 14. That's John 7. Look at John 14. In John 14, it says, verse 2, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. To make it easier to understand, I go to prepare you as the place. I go to prepare you because Christ, the house that Christ prepared, is whose house we are. We are the house that he has gone to prepare in his resurrection. So a better rendition would be, I go to prepare you as that place. Ephesians 2. Keep your hand in John 14. Ephesians and chapter 2. Ephesians and chapter 2. Ephesians and chapter 2. Glory to God. Ephesians 2. Look at verse 21. In whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are builded together for an habitation of God. How? Through the Spirit. So the Spirit of God, the indwelling of a spirit, makes man the habitation of God. So the believer does not need a visitation. The believer is the habitation of God by the Spirit. By the Spirit. So John 14 again. It says in verse 2, in my Father's house, or in my Father's household, are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. Verse 3, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. Now, is it going or coming? Same. It says, I go and I will come. I go and I will come. Why is he coming? To receive you unto myself, that where I am, you may be also. Where I am, there's no there. Where I am, you may be also. Where I am, you may be. What is he receiving us unto? His position as a son. That where I am, you may be. He's receiving us unto the position of a son. Yeah. Then it says in look at verse 9. Have I been so long with you, and you have not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. He that has seen me has seen the what? He that has seen me has seen the... Look at verse 11. Believe me, I am in the Father, and the Father is in me, or else believe me for the work's sake. Now, if you go on, it then says in verse 13, whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be what? What was he going to do? I come to receive you unto myself. I come to receive you. He's talking about the new birth. So I come to receive you unto myself. Verse 18. I will not leave you what? I will not leave you what? I will come to you. I will come to you. How? What is he coming to do? To receive us unto himself, that where he is, we may be also. That means we are received as sons, by the Son, as sons. So when 1 Corinthians and chapter 2 says, now you have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. It means that the spirit has been given. The spirit has been given, not just given, it has been received. Received by the man that believeth. Received by the man that believeth. Look at 2 Corinthians and chapter 11. Or chapter 13, sorry. 2 Corinthians and chapter 13. Verse 14. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, that is, the love of God, even, or that is to say, the communion or the supply of the Spirit, of the Holy Spirit, with you all. So the love of God is that he supplied his Spirit. The love of God, God's love, is that he has supplied his Spirit in us. He has given us his Spirit. He has supplied his Spirit in us. Very important. Look at 1 Corinthians 12. Verse 7. Verse 7 says, or look at verse 1. Now, concerning spiritual brethren, I will not have you what? Concerning spiritual brethren, I will not have you. Now, hold your hand in chapter 12, verse 1, and go to chapter 14 and verse 29. 14, 29. Let the prophets speak two or three, and let the other, and if anything be revealed to another that sit thereby, let the first hold this, for you may all prophesy one by one, that all may learn, and all may be what? All may learn and all may be comforted. So did the Corinthians, did they know about the ministry of the prophets? Did they know about, well, you either see it as ministry of the prophet or you see it as the operation of those that are mature. Same thing. How do you know that? Go further down and go to verse 37. Look at verse 37. If any man think himself to be a, or, so the prophet, it really means the spiritual. Yeah, the prophet there is the spiritual. It's funny. All the saints in Corinth were spiritual. How? We have received the Spirit. But every Christian is born spiritual, but not every Christian walks spiritual. Now, so in that 1 Corinthians 14, when it says, if any be a prophet or spiritual, it means if there be any that is given to the things of the Spirit. If there is any that is given to the things of a spirit. Now, so anyway, I said that to say this, that the Corinthian church were no strangers to the flows, administrations, operations of a spirit of God. But look at what Paul said in chapter 12, verse 1. Now, concerning spirituals, brethren, I will not have you. Now, concerning spirituals, brethren, I will not have you what? So whatever he was talking about was not about whether they prophesied or did not prophesy. It says, concerning spirituals, I don't want you ignorant. So every Christian is meant to understand what Paul is talking about here. Now, look very closely. Look very closely at verse 7. Or look at verse 4. Now, somebody say now. There are diversities of, but the same. Now that same Spirit, look at verse 5. And there are differences of administrations, but the same. Now notice, the same Lord is not different from the same Spirit. It's the same. Yeah. So it says, the same Lord in verse 4 is the same Lord, same Spirit in 4 is the same Lord in 5. And look at verse 6. And there are diversities of operations. It is the same God which worketh what? All in all. He works all of verse 4 into verse 5. He works all of 4 in 5. He works all the gifts into the administrations. And so to produce operations. So it says, and there are diversities of operations. It is the same God that worketh what? All in all. What is that God working? Look at verse 7. But the manifestation. Somebody say manifestation. The manifestation of the Spirit is what? Is what? Given to every man. The manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man. So again, Paul is saying in verse 7 exactly what he has said in chapter 1 and 2 and 5 and all that. So the manifestation is given. In other words, the Spirit of God has been given unto you, even the Spirit of the Lord. That means the Spirit that is consistent with the resurrection of Jesus has been given unto you. The manifestation of the Spirit is given. The manifestation of the Spirit is given. We have received the Spirit that is from God. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ is that same love of God, which is the giving, the fellowship, the supply of the Spirit. Yeah, that Spirit that had not yet been given because Jesus had not yet been glorified. But in the glorification of Jesus, the manifestation of the Spirit is given. In the glorification of Jesus, the manifestation of the Spirit is given. The manifestation of the Spirit is what? The manifestation of the Spirit is given. The manifestation of the Spirit is given. Now look at verse 8. For to one is what? Verse 8. To one is given by the word of knowledge. To another, the word of wisdom. to another faith by the same. Verse 9, to another the gifts of healings by the same. So when you are reading those verses, what are those verses teaching? Same spirit. What is it teaching? Same spirit. You don't focus on word of knowledge, word of wisdom, prophecy, even tongues you don't focus on. It is, you focus on the same spirit. For the manifestation of the spirit is given to all. There is no born again man that does not have the manifestation of the spirit. And it is the same spirit. Same. Sama, sama, the same spirit. See what it said there. It says in verse 9, to another faith by the same spirit. To another the gifts of healings by the same spirit. In other words, from the manifestation, there are things given. From the manifestation, you can call the manifestation the indwelling. So you have the indwelling of God. You have God as the indwelling one, the born-again one as God indwelling him by his spirit. You become the temple of God. You become the habitation of a spirit. That way he was, you can be also. But now that you have the spirit, you have the spirit, also called the manifestation, you are to understand that that spirit gives. That spirit gives, the same spirit. There are differences, but it's the same. There are differences. Look at it again. Chapter 4. Now there are what? Diversities of. Verse 4. There are diversities of. But the same. But the same. What spirits? Verse 1. Now concerning spiritual. Spiritual is of or by or to or pertaining to the spirit. Spiritual. Concerning what is of the spirit, what is by the spirit, what is through the spirit, I don't want you ignorant. It then tells you that there are diversities, the same spirit. There are diversities, the what? Same, 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 same spirit. Your focus should be on spirit, because it is the spirit that was given in the resurrection of Jesus. Same spirit. Now, so it says, let's go back again. It says the same spirit. The same spirit. What? The same spirit. Look at verse 4 again. There are diversities of gifts, but the same spirit. The same spirit. Let me ask you one more time. As you read 1 Corinthians 12, it is giving you an education in things spiritual. Yeah, it's giving you an education in the same what? Look at verse 11. But all this, somebody say all this, worketh that one and the self same spirit. That's it, same. All this worketh all the one and the self same spirit. Look at verse 12. For as the body is, and hath many members. Guys, what is the many members referring to? All this worketh what? The same spirit. So when it talks about the body there is a figure of speech referring to that same spirit in which you have a diversity. Amen. So in verse 12 it says, for as the body, that's a figure of speech there. As the body is one. What is that body? Okay. Pause. Look at me. What is the body that is one? The spirit. Good stuff. So when it says as the body is one, it's a figure of speech describing that same spirit, same spirit. Although there is diversities, same spirit. The body is one. Easy. When we give birth to you, well, you might not know that. When you see people born around you, how are they born? Does the tongue come first? 3 weeks later, the toe follows. 8 months after, the finger comes. 6 years after, then the leg comes out. Then 24 years later, the neck is seen. Is that it? The body is, it is born whole, born complete, born. Even so the spirit. There are many members, diversities of tongues, interpretation of tongues, prophecy, working of miracles, gift of faith. But just like a body, the example of Paul was just like you see a body and the body is one. The same way too, the spirit is one. And within that one spirit, there are many members. What are the many members? Tongues. Many members, interpretation of the same. Many members, prophecy. Many members, do you understand? Many members. It is one. Just like when you are born with your toe, your finger, your hand, your neck, your eye, The same way also, when a man is born, he's born of a spirit, by the spirit, in the spirit, walks in, and he should then walk in the spirit. How does he walk in the spirit? By knowing that the body is one. That body is not your skin. Yeah. The body there means that the spirit is one. The spirit is one. Paul is quite an interesting man. He had told the Corinthians, I could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto babe. And therefore, see, the manner of his speaking, he used so many figures in Corinthians. In his letter to the Corinthians, he used so many figures. And so those figures are subject to diversities of interpretation and many misunderstanding. But he's communicating only one thing, that same spirit. The same spirit, the self same spirit, even that spirit you already have in the indwelling. Same. In that same spirit, there are diversities. Are you there? So it says in verse 12, for as the body is one and hath many members, so all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is. What did he call Christ now? The Spirit. Because he's talking about the Spirit. So in verse 12, Christ, body, spirit, same. Amen. Christ refers to the body, which refers to the Spirit. Same. Somebody say same. Yeah, so it says here in verse 12, for as the body is one, and had many members, and all the members of the body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. When it says so also in Christ, you are using what Christ did to describe Christ. What did Christ do? He supplied the Spirit. The grace of our Lord Jesus, which is the love of God, is the supply of a Spirit. We can now refer to Christ and what he did as one. For he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit with him. So we can refer to the Spirit as Christ, because we are referring to the Spirit as the product of what Christ did. So the Spirit is the body that is called Christ. The Spirit is the body that is called Christ. And when you say the body, you simply mean that just as the body comes whole, the Spirit also comes whole. It's not half spirit, 1/8 spirit, 1/9 spirit, 1/10 spirit. There's only one Spirit. And all believers have that one Spirit. But not all believers know what is contained within that Spirit. Every believer is to become spirit educated. Now, concerning spirituals, I will not have you ignorant. I will not have you what? I will not have you what? In verse 7, what has been given to us? The manifestation of the. Okay, now see in verse 12, the body is one. He's not talking about the members of the church. The body is one is an illustration. As the body. And it continues with that mighty illustration in verse 14. For the body is not one member, but many. But look at verse 13. For by one, verse 12, for as the body is, verse 13, for by one, have we all been baptized into one, whether they be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have all been made to drink into one. So one. Redemption once. Now, so the spirit is one. It's called body or called Christ, but it's the same. Now, if you go on then, it says in verse 15, if the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, am I not the body? Am I not of the body? Is it therefore not of the body? Think about it. He's saying that if a man that speaks in tongues says, I cannot interpret, does it mean that interpretation of tongues is superior to tongues? Nope. All the same. Same. The many. So the foot cannot say to the hand. Remember, this is a figure of speech. Have you seen anybody's foot that talks? Or anybody's hand that talks? So when you read this and says the foot cannot say, it's giving you a figure of speech. It's meant to force you to pause to listen. Now, anyway, I'm going to skip then. Look all the way to verse 17. If the whole body, if the what? What is the whole body? Even that one spirit, right? The whole body is the one body with the one spirit, also called Christ. Yep. So if the whole body were an eye, what he's saying that there is not only one way of expressing the spirit. If the whole body were an eye, but it's not an eye, it's a diversity. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same spirit. Now, so don't think all I can do is this. No. If the whole body were an eye, look at it, continue. For if the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where were the smelling? Look at verse 18. But now, has God set the members? Please, he's talking about the spirit, by the way. Yeah, he's talking about all those things that you use to express the spirit. All them things. If you jump all the way down, look at verse 2. Yeah, if you go all the way down to verse 20, but now are they many members, but yet but one body. There are many members, one body. Many members, one body. The same lesson in what he says, same spirit, utterance, revelation, power, all those things, same spirit. Now, he says in verse 20, now are there many members, yet, but one what? Please, when you read one body in 1 Corinthians 12, what is that body? What is also called Christ. Good. Now, he says here in verse, I'm going to have to skip now. Look at verse, if you go all the way down to verse 30, have all the gifts of healings, do all speak with tongues, do all interpret, is referring to those various diversities in the spirit. Verse 31, what do you do, given that you know that all this is one body? You covet. What do? You covet. So there is a diversity in the spirit. If you're not careful, it will look like the spirit is only one thing. But there is a diversity in the spirit. How do you bring about the diversity? Covet earnestly what? The best gifts. Yet show I unto you what? More excellent way. So in other words, let the love of God be that desire that causes you to bring forth. Let the love of God, which is a supply of a spirit, let it be the one reason, the one motivation that causes you to bring forth. What is the best gift? What is the best gift? Covet earnestly the best gifts. It's not comparing, it's not saying one is better than the other. It is your desire that makes one good. It is in your desire that one is expressed and the other is not. And if you wanted to see all in expression, then you desire all. So it says here, but covet earnestly. Then it now says, I show to you a more excellent way. He shows to you a more excellent way. The more excellent way. See, your own purpose, remember verse 7. 7 says, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to. Now, how many Christians have more spirit than other Christians? None. Because it is the one manifestation that is given to every man. Why is there a difference in expression? Verse 31. Not all desire. Because not all recognize the manifestation is already given. And within the manifestation is all that is needed. Look at 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 7. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 7. It says it this way. It says, so that you come, look at verse 6. Even as the testimony of Christ was what? Was what? Even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in. My dear friends, what is the testimony of Christ? The grace of the Lord Jesus, which is the love of God, that supply of the Spirit. For Jesus was not yet glorified, therefore the Spirit was not yet given. So what will be the testimony of Jesus? The giving of the Spirit. The giving of the Spirit. The testimony that follows believing the gospel is the giving of the Spirit. Now, it says, yeah, for even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you. How was it confirmed in you? You received the Spirit. That's why he now said in chapter 2, verse 12, now we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit that is of God. In other words, the testimony of Christ is confirmed in us. Are you there? Look at verse 7. So that you do what? Come behind in no... You come behind in no charisma. You come behind in no deposit, no enablement, no power. So you, in other words, there is no lack of what is needed for the man that has the Spirit. Because the testimony of Christ is confirmed in you, the Spirit. So the Spirit is in you, and because the Spirit is in you, you don't come behind in any. You don't come behind in any. For it's the same Spirit. That's what he's going to teach them later in chapter 12. He's the same Spirit. You don't come behind in any. You never lack for an interpretation to follow tongues. You never lack for working on miracles and word of knowledge and word of wisdom. You never lack. You never lack for such. There's riches in the supply of a Spirit. Amen. There's riches in the supply. You come behind in no gift. Let's say together, I come behind in no gift. For the Spirit is given. I have the manifestation of the Spirit of God. In that one Spirit, there is a diversity. That one Spirit is one body. I have it all, for I have the Spirit. Now, see what the Bible says there again. I want you to see it. It's very important. You got to see that. Look at Acts 2. So the believer has received the manifestation of the Spirit. He has received it, and you receive it once, permanently, forever. You've received the manifestation of the Spirit, but you continually desire. 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 Look at Acts 2. Acts 2 and verse 17. It shall come to pass in the last days, that is in the resurrection of Jesus, is the first and the last, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end, and all that. Now, and it shall come to pass in the last days, or in the days of his resurrection. It shall come to pass in the last days, saith the God, I will do what? Pour out of my. What will he pour out of the Spirit? Sons and daughters do what? Prophesy. So where does prophecy come from? Pouring out the Spirit. Who pours out the Spirit? Sons and daughters that prophesy. How did they prophesy in Acts 2? They began. What did they begin? They began to speak because they were now conscious that they had the Spirit. So when Jesus preached to them, they got the indwelling. At some point, they then understood that they could pour out of that Spirit in their speaking. And when they began to speak, the diversities in that Spirit came out. The diversities had always been there, but the desire and the will that takes hold of was not always in operation. Amen. Now, so it says here in verse 17, I will pour out of my Spirit. In other words, it is from the indwelling that you get the outpouring. I will pour out of the Spirit already possessed, the Spirit already present. Amen. The Spirit is already... He's already possessed, and the Spirit is already given. Look at this. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Now, concerning spirituals, brethren, I will not have you what? Concerning spirituals, brethren, I will not have you. What is Paul talking about? Spirituals. Now, hold your hand there. Go back 2 verses. Wherefore, brethren, can you see it? Yeah, 2 verses will be what you call chapter 11, verse. Wherefore, my brethren, when you do what? Come together to tarry one for. If any man, let him eat at. Wait, think about it. So if they were coming to eat, But if it was hunger they were to eat at home, that means that eating in 33 is not talking about physical food. Because if you are hungry, you'll have eaten at home. Yet it said when you come together to eat, what are you eating there? It's in 33. What are you eating? It's in 33. What are you eating? 33. What did he tell you to do? Tarry. Come together and tarry one for. So when you come and you wait for somebody else, that is patience. That is the spirit put into operation. Fruit of spirit, if you like it. Yeah. Now, so when he said, when you come together to eat, wait. The teaching is not about physical bread. The teaching is about waiting or walking in love, as you like it. That is the bread that we eat. Now, follow closely. He says, concerning spirituals, don't be ignorant. Don't be. Now, that's verse 33. Go all the way to verse 22. What? Somebody say what? Have you not houses to? Okay, so Paul's teaching in 1 Corinthians 11. What do you do at home? You eat. Look at it again. Verse 22. What? Have you not houses to eat and to? Yeah. Have you not houses to eat or to drink in? But when it comes to church, he now says, despise ye the church of and shame them that have. Yeah. What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you in this? I praise you not. So when it comes to the church, you are not thinking about physical bread. If it's about physical bread, you are meant to have eaten to satisfy your hunger. Where? At home. Now, so this bread that he puts in their hands in 1 Corinthians 11, it is the love walk. It is waiting for one another, not shaming one another, not despising one another, not shaming, not despising, but waiting. Not shaming, not despising, but waiting. Not shaming, not despising, but waiting. If it's about food, what? Do you not have houses to eat in? He repeats it in verse 34. If you are hungry, if your real issue is hunger, eat it where? Eat it where? At home. Now, I want you to see something. Look at verse 17. Now, in these that I declare unto you, I praise you not, that you come. You come what? Verse 18. For first of all, when you come, look at verse 20. When you come, look at verse 33. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come, now look at verse 34, that if any man hunger, let him eat at home. That you. So it's about coming together. Now look at chapter 14 and verse 26. 14:26. How is it then, brethren, when you what? As he changed his subject. What is he teaching about? When you come together. Okay, so in verse 26, how is it then, brethren? When you come, look at verse 23. If therefore the whole church, verse 23, if therefore the whole church become what? Together. 26. How is it then, brethren? When you come. Okay, so brethren, come together. That is spiritual. That is concerning the things of the spirit. Now watch carefully in verse 26. How is it then, brethren, when you come together, every one of you has? No, you have bread. That's the bread. Every one of you has what? A bread. He called it bread in chapter 11. He's calling it by its proper name now. What is what? Psalm. A doctrine. A tongue. A revelation and interpretation. So, which would be the same spirit? Remember chapter 12. There is manifestation given to all. In that manifestation, you then have certain diversities. He's now saying, when you come together, you bring the diversities out, that everyone has it. Everyone has it. In chapter 11, they were coming to church with bread, and he told them, spirituals will mean that you share. It's not about the bread, it's about the sharing. You take what you have and you bless another with it. He now says you take that same as spirituals, so that when you come together, all of us have a psalm, all of us have a hymn, all of us have a doctrine, all of us have a tongue, all of us have an interpretation, all of us got it. So in chapter 11, he used bread. Then he took the bread out of their hand and now said, it's the things of the spirit I'm talking about. Amen. So when the church comes together, every one of us has. Let's say together, everyone of us has. Yeah. Now, when it comes to bread, physical bread, some might have it, some might not. When it comes to the real bread, the real dough. Yeah. Yeah. Everybody got it. Every saint got it. Yeah. Something about the Holy Ghost, you got it. You got it. Yeah. It says, every one of you has. Every one of you what? Heart. Every one of us has. So in other words, giving a tongue in a public service is walking in love. You are sharing what this, you know, all this sharing you are sharing. You know, all the sharing you are sharing, there is God. Oh, now, but there is God in the church, indwelling the believer, and the believer is a sharer of the same spirit. The what? Same spirit. For the testimony of Christ has been confirmed in you. Is the sama, same. We got it. Yeah, we got it. So you must learn when you come to church, like some people put their hands in their bag to bring out bread. You put your hand in the spirit and you bring out tongues. And you follow it up with interpretation. And you're like, are you satisfied? No. And I give a revelation. Are you clear? No. I give a doctrine. Is that okay? No. And I, yeah. We just keep on giving. Is that when you say, is that dodo enough? No. Will you take a swallow? No. Will you follow it up with akpu? No. There's the afam soup. Okay. No. You say, I'm walking in love. The same way too, when a believer comes to church, you lay before him tongue. Is he okay? Interpretation. Are you satisfied? Yeah. You just keep on going on until all things are done unto edifying. Yeah. Now, all things are done unto edifying. In other words, when I come to church, why can I expect tongue to follow, interpretation to follow tongues? Just because that believer is not yet happy. I looked at his face, and when I did that tongue, he looked like in there more, so I gave him more. And then it looked like that wasn't enough, so I gave a doctrine. And then I followed up with a psalm, just to make sure that he's belly full. Yeah, I followed it up with more. We never allow people to come to our services and they leave hungry. Amen. We never allow them to leave hungry. Why? It's the same spirit. Same spirit. Amen, amen. Same spirit. Look at, okay, that's chapter 11, right? Look at chapter 10. Chapter 10. Are you there? Are you there? Chapter 10. Look at verse 16. 10:16. The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the? What is the blood of Christ? His resurrection, his spirit. Our communion is the blood of Christ. Our communion is the fellowship of a spirit. Our communion is that spirit given. So spirit is also called drink. Remember, let him drink, for out of the belly shall flow. Yeah, I will sprinkle clean water upon you. Ezekiel 36:26, and you shall be clean. Yeah, and if you are born of the water, that is, I'm speaking of the spirit. So spirit, water, cleansing, all goes together. Yep. Now, so here he says in chapter 10, verse 16, the cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood? In other words, is it not our fellowship, which is the supply of the spirit? Are you there? Now, he says, the bread which you break, is it not the communion of the? What does he call that body in chapter 12? Spirit. So the bread and the body in chapter 10 is the spirit. So when he now goes to chapter 11 and he's talking about bread, your mind should go to spirit. So spirit will share whatever is available. So in chapter 12, it then tells you, I'm talking about spirituals. I don't want you to be ignorant about this thing. This is the mannerism of a spirit. It's the characteristic of spirit. It has a myriad, a diversity, a supply. And in that supply, it always shares. It shares its diversity. So when we come for our meetings, everybody should come knowing that whatever anybody needs today, I'm going to supply. Whatever that guy needs. If what that guy needs is a tongue, I'm going to give it. If he needs an interpretation, I'll follow it up with the same. And I can be asking him, are you okay? Are you all right? Or you want more? And you give more. Why? If you've got bread in your fridge and somebody says, I need bread, you can always give it. But that bread can actually waste. But there is a supply in God that never wastes, that never runs dry, that all is always available. It is just, will you desire? I show to you a more excellent way. Will you desire? Will you covet? We're not coveting that everyone gives something to us. We acknowledge the supply within. We acknowledge the indwelling spirit of God. Then we take of that spirit with our words and our desire, and then we give it unto others. It is bread. It is wine. It is enough. Hallelujah. It is bread. It is wine. It is enough. One more time. It is bread. It is wine. It's enough. One more time. It is bread. It is wine. It's enough. See, it says, in the last days, I will pour out of my spirit. Yeah. Pour out of. It's enough. Pour out of. Pour out of. Pour out of. We'll go back to that Acts 2 and verse 17 again. I will pour out of. I will pour out of my spirit. I will pour out of my spirit. I will pour. Hold your hand in Acts 2. Look at Acts 13. Acts 13. Acts 13. I'm going to read verse 1. Now there was in the church, there was an Antioch, certain prophets and teachers, and then he names them Barnabas and Simeon, that was called Nigerian, Lucius of Cyrene, a man I that had been brought up with Herod, the Tetrarch, and Saul, five of them. Verse 2, as they ministered to the, hold your hand there, go to Romans and chapter 12. So your hand is in Acts 2, Acts 13, Romans where? Romans 12. I always lack hands in many places. Look at Romans 12. Are you there? Look at verse 10 or verse 9. Let love be without what? Dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectioned. One to another with brotherly love. In honor, preferring what? One another. How do you prefer one another? Not slothful in business. How do I show that I prefer you? I'm not slothful in the business of loving you. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the... is it not brotherly love? So brotherly love is used to serve the Lord. Who is that Lord? The brother that receives it. Amen. Serving the what? Serving the... Yeah, how do you serve the Lord? By being kindly affectioned to another person. So who are we giving the service to? Who is the beneficiary of a service? The saints around us, serving the Lord. Now go back to Acts 13. Acts 13. As they minister to the Lord, how do you suppose they minister to the Lord? By ministering to one another. How do they minister to the Lord? By ministering to one another. Yeah, they weren't singing, I love you forever, I love you forever. No. They were serving one another. They were serving one another. So while they served one another, what happened? The Holy Ghost said, yep, while they served one another, what happened? The Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. How did the Holy Ghost talk? In the ministry that the believers gave to one another. In the ministry that the believers gave to one another. You know, before we go tonight, everybody, you are going to grab a hold of somebody and you are going to minister to them the things of the Spirit. You are going to minister to them because we came here with full gun bracketed. We have all that is needed. We have a supply. We have a supply. We have it as God has it. For God, it was one that gave it to us. It is the love of God, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the tangibility of God, the power of His Spirit. Yeah. We got it. So it says here, as the minister to the Lord. So we're going to minister to the Lord by ministering to one another. We are going to minister to the Lord by ministering to one another. Why? When we minister to one another, God tends to talk. How does he talk? In your ministry to the other person. Praise God. Yeah. It says here. Yeah. What verse again? Verse 2. Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I've called them. You know, you come for meetings like this, and you meet people that you are meant to do ministry together for life. Do you know that? It's not, look, although we are all brethren, it's not everybody that you will do ministry with. And when you come around meetings like this, there are people that you are connected with supernaturally. There are people whose heart and your heart lock together. If you are not itchy or bitchy, or if you're not tired and all that, you just remember that there's somebody here I'm meant to do life together with. I'm not talking about marriage now, yeah? Now, so it says here, it says, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I've called what? You know, God is not in the Lone Ranger business. It's not in the Lone Ranger business. Even Jesus sent our disciples 2 by 2. Yeah, and that's the pattern. Now we minister together, the things of God together, for we are the church of God. We are the church of God. We minister these things together. There are people that you just come around, and as you come around them, something in you goes off. A knowing, a supernatural awareness. Something has been building up inside you for a while. You couldn't quite put your finger on it. And as you glanced at that person, it dawned on you what it was. Amen. Amen. It dawns on you what it was. Yeah, it dawns on you. My supply, your supply, makes a mighty supply. We just come together. We come together and we take what we got to do what needs to be done. Amen. Yeah. You know, verse 2. Separate unto me, Paul and Barnabas, for the work whereunto I've called them. Verse 3. And when they had fasted and laid hands on, they sent them. Who sent them away? Who sent them away? Verse 3, who sent them away? How many were they? 5. 5 were in the meeting, and they spoke about 2. That's so if you like CSI or investigation, that leaves 3 people that will be, you know, it doesn't make sense that you are the one that will prophesy to the whole church that separate me unto for the work whereunto God has called me. Now all of you are meant to be aware of these endowments of God in my life. Nope. It always makes sense when others notice it. So it makes sense that it's the 3 that will have spoken something about the 2. Yeah. Now, so it says, when they laid hands on them. So the them will be the 2 and the they will be the 3. Right? So the 3 laid hands on the 2. Are we there? Then they, the 3, send them away. They, the 3, send them away. You know what's funny? It was from this meeting that Paul and Barnabas became known as apostles. No. Watch carefully. How many apostles were at this meeting? In verse 1. How many apostles? How many? None. Okay. Did these non-apostles send forth apostles? Yes. It's not a thing of hierarchy. It's a thing of recognizing God's plan. Amen. Just recognizing God's plan. There was a meeting. Only 5 people were present, and it changed the world. You know, it's from this meeting that the missionary journeys of Paul started. What became his establishing of the churches and the letters he wrote unto them. Just five. But there was a supply of a spirit. Just 5 were gathered. And from the 5, we have the revelation called Paul's letters, Ephesians, Colossians, Corinthians, Philemon, Titus, Timothy. We have those things given to the church. But where did it start from? 5 people gathering together, knowing what God's plan was for 2 of them. And they did their job to release those 2 onto what they were meant to do. You know, it doesn't have to be big numbers. It just needs to be intelligent people spiritually. Yeah. So Acts 13. So who were the they that laid their hands on them? 3. Laid their hands on 2. And they sent 2 away. Look at verse 4. So they, being sent forth by the what Holy Ghost? Three. Where is the Holy Ghost? He's here. Where's the Holy Ghost? He's here. Now, when it says sent forth by the Holy Ghost, not the indwelling, the outpouring. For if he remained as an indwelling, there will have been no message that came out. There will have been no laying on of hands. There will have been no prophecy. There will have been no word of wisdom about their future, the purpose of God, the plan of God. All those things came from the outpouring. That Holy Ghost there is the outpouring that happened through the saints that were yielded to the Spirit. Those saints that responded to the Spirit. Those saints that took the diversity in the Spirit and ministered it to another. Amen. That same Holy Ghost is here today.
Hallelujah.
That Holy Ghost refers to Christ. Christ in you. And then Christ in you becomes Christ on you as you learn to take of what you've been given by God and minister it to another. How far can you go? Go as far as you can. Go as far, for the Spirit of God is with you. Hallelujah. The grace of our Lord Jesus, which is the love of God, that supply of a Spirit with you. Not the indwelling, but the outpouring. The consequence of the indwelling. Every believer's got the indwelling, but not every believer makes that indwelling to become an outpouring. Yeah, how does it become an outpouring? You desire. What are the tools that you've got? You've got every weaponry of a Spirit. You've got every mechanism of a Spirit. You've got the ability of God himself. It's called charisma. You've got the endowment of God. Yeah, you'll be endowed by God with all of the deposits of God. And you bring it, see all of us as we are sat here tonight. That which will launch somebody else into the next phase, next place, next vista, next avenue in the operations of God is deposited in you. But you've got to do something about it and speak it out. Praise God. You've got to speak it out. You've got to dare to speak it out. Can you? Will you? Let's say together, word forever. Gospel forever. Service forever. Ministry forever. The things of a Spirit forever. Doggedness forever. Okay, so you're not going to pull back. Enough of my talking tonight. You're going to grab somebody. You know, you're allowed to just look in this auditorium and be like, I'm coming for that girl. I'm just coming for you. Come, sister, come. Amen. Yeah, come. No. No. I was saying what somebody needs to say to you. Or what you need to say to somebody. Amen. I'm not saying you walk up to a girl and say, the Spirit of God has shown me right now. Now, you and I are meant to be partners forever. And if you will agree to receive this ring, we are married now in the presence of the brethren. No. Yeah? Leave that till tomorrow when I'm gone. Amen. I'm talking about the endowment. You know, think about it this way. If you are hungry and there's food in your house, can you not eat it? Yeah. You have the Spirit. And the diversities of the Spirit, can you not take it? Yeah. And so if you dare to take it, you can give another from what you have. That cup of blessing that we bless, that bread that we eat, we are that bread. We are one body, one bread. That body, that Spirit, that Christ, that's what we are. Same. There is no junior saint. There is no assistant saint. Yeah. There is no saint to be. You are either or not. And all saints have that investment of the Spirit. All are God the same. Glory to God. And you can take what you got to bless somebody tonight. Amen. Are you going to do that? Yeah, you're going to do it. You're going to take what you got. You got. He said, it shall come to pass in the last days that I'll pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh. He will pour it out. The he pouring out is a man that has the knowledge of things spiritual. For the activity of a saint is the activity of God. Yeah. Therefore, being sent forth by the Holy Ghost. Yeah. When we act, when you take the indwelling and make it the outpouring, that is the activity of God. Amen. What is revival? Revival is men that have resurrection life and them acting on it. Just acting on it. You just act on it. You act on it. You act on what you got. You act on what you got. You act on who you got. You act on the ability of God. You act on that resurrection life and power. You use your words. You use your desire to bring it forth. Amen. Yeah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Say, I am ready. I was born ready. Hallelujah. Amen. You're born ready. I like that girl. She's gone. Amen. I was born ready. Amen. So just look out in this auditorium to and happen to somebody. Just happen to that person. Just grab hold of somebody. Yeah, just before we close now. Grab, get somebody. Get somebody quickly. Get up on his chairs. Yeah, grab somebody. Yeah. Grab somebody. See, I'm coming for you. I'm coming after you. Let's grab them. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Walk around the auditorium. Grab somebody. Glory. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. And then take turns and minister to one another. Take turns and minister to one another. Glory. 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 Take turns and minister to one another. Take turns and minister to one another. Take turns. Take turns and minister to one another. Praise the name of Jesus. Amen, amen. We have a few more minutes. Hallelujah. Where are those ladies that were here the other time? Hallelujah. Those three. There were three ladies that were here with me the other time. Just grab a microphone. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. You're going to join me in singing a song. And then all of us are going to sing it together. Praise God. Amen, amen. Praise God. Are we good to go? Are we good to go? Yep. We have 10 more minutes and then I'll leave you. Praise God. Are we good to go?
Yes, sir.
Okay. The song goes like, I am what the Lord has done. I am what the Lord has done. Yeah. Yeah. I am what the Lord has done. I am what the Lord has done. One more time. I am what the Lord has done. I am what the Lord has done. I spread the gospel and I minister to nations. I am what the Lord has done. I am what the Lord has done. I am what the Lord has done. I spread the good news and I minister to nations.
I am what the Lord has done.
Good.
I am what the Lord has done. I am what the Lord has done.
I spread the good news and I minister to nations.
I am what the Lord has done.
I am what the Lord has done. I am what the Lord has done. I spread the good news and I minister to nations.
I am
what the Lord has done.
I am what the Lord has done. I am what the Lord has done. I spread the good news and I minister to me.
all around, all around, all around. Express your joy. A great meeting. Just thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. With hands lifted up. With hands lifted up all over this building. Just thanking the Lord. Thanking the Lord for the power of His Spirit, for His Word, for men that have been strengthened, for men who have been fortified. We thank you, Lord, for men who are being sent out by the power of your Spirit. We thank you, Lord, for men who have been empowered. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for men. Men and men and men, stalwart men, men who are strong, bold in utterance, yeah, men who are sound in doctrine, men who are servants, men who are giving to the Lord and to His cause, yeah, men who are committed to the gospel forever. Thank you, Lord, to ministry forever, to service forever. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Now we'll close with this. The gospel forever. The gospel forever. Miracles forever. Doggedness forever. Word forever. Word forever. Miracles forever. Consistency forever. Consistency forever. Persuasion forever. Persuasion forever. Love forever.
Love forever.
Faith forever.
Faith forever.
Christ forever.
Forever.
Ministry forever.
Forever.
Evangelism forever.
Forever.
Prayers forever.
Forever.
Discipleship forever.
Discipleship forever.
Is Christ forever.
Forever.
Glory. Everybody say, thank you, Pastor.
Thank you, Pastor.
Hallelujah. You may rejoice as you go.
The Lord has done. I pray.